From paintbrushes to paint squirting out of bottles, to the sound of grinders. There are hundreds of different tools used by artists here at Art Aggregate. This is the first co-working and custom fabrication space located in Hamilton's East End. Members are made up of artists and designers, ranging from photographers, woodworkers, painters, sculptors, to digital illustrators who create 3D models for video games. For some creators, this facility and art provides peer support. But for an abstract artist named Dana Alkerton, they have given her a direction in life.
I was struggling for many years, pretty much my whole life, with anxiety and depression. I was feeling really down. I was feeling out of sorts, like I had no direction. I felt like I had no purpose, and I was looking for a purpose, something to make me, you know, happy and refill that joy that I wanted so desperately in my life. And I was looking for an outlet to help control those emotions that I was feeling on a daily basis. So I went to Michael's, I picked up a canvas and some cheap paints, and I went home, and then I started painting, and I found that I really loved it, and it helped my anxiety and depression, put it at bay.
Dana started painting 4 years ago in her bedroom, but this small space limited her from taking on larger projects and growing as an artist.
I didn't have a lot of ventilation in my room, very small space. I could only work on maybe like a 4 foot by 4 foot canvas, and I'd pin it to my wall. And then I'd have to let it dry, and like I couldn't sleep in my room because of the smells. It was awful. So I wouldn't paint for like weeks on end. I was kind of like getting depleted, getting back into that anxiety depression state. Forward a few years, and here I am at Art Aggregate, and now I'm creating even larger pieces. I have more space to be creative, because I was just working out of my bedroom for the most part on small canvases, and I found that my creativity shined on extra large canvas.
This is a common narrative for artists. Art Aggregate founder Sean McCormack experienced similar challenges to Dana. After completing his Bachelor of Fine Arts in Sculpture and Installation Art at OCAD University, Sean said it was difficult to create art because he lacked space, equipment, and support. It was those challenges that inspired Sean to create a solution and open Art Aggregate.
So the problems that I had that instigated me looking at something like Art Aggregate was I was working out of my house. So I had recently graduated from university. I had access to all this great equipment and tools and peer support. And then you graduate and you're left with nothing. You're back at home trying to continue doing the same work that you were doing when you had access to all this stuff. Thankfully, my dad's a contractor, so we had a number of tools and things already available to me. But you're working in the confines of your garage or your basement. So I was having to drag tools out onto the driveway to try and cut things, and I had to stack things on top of other things to, you know, make space. And then I was upsetting my neighbors when I would run a saw in the middle of the night, or I would make a whole bunch of dust or use, you know, smelly spray paints and that kind of thing, and frustrating my family as I trucked all that stuff through the house. It would just, you know, kill my motivation. I just wouldn't work on a project.
When you enter into the 6,000 square foot space, you come into their kitchen and lounge area. This is predominantly used for eating lunch or having business meetings with clients. As you walk down the narrow hallway with artists' work displayed on the walls, there is a photo studio and a number of private studios. Next, there is a classroom for public workshops and classes. There is also a washout room for creators who are dealing with messier paintbrushes or want to clean themselves after getting dusty or greasy. Finally, there is a retail space for the artist to display and sell their work to the public. As you go downstairs, you enter into the workshop space with 20-foot ceilings and equipment such as chop saws, laser cutters, sanders, and more.
If I'm working on a charcuterie board, I would take my piece of wood, and then to put a handle on the inside of it, or like a hanging hook, what we use is a drill press so that we can get a nice clean hole all the way through the wood. And then what that allows me to do is now sand this smooth, and then we can use it for hanging it on a wall or a peg.
Members of Art Aggregate like the space for a number of reasons. For pop art and contemporary artist Richard Magarin, also known as Dope Chief, he says it's the encouragement from his peers.
The support system that's here at Art Aggregate is very, it's very complex in the sense of that everyone brings a different perspective. So it's one of those places where you want to get as much input from different views as possible. So it's very engaging to have people who are doing completely different works than you to see your work and then kind of give you a perspective that you might not have otherwise thought of.
And for Dana, she says working in Art Aggregate has helped her to grow as an artist.
It's helped me grow so much. I can't even, the stuff that I've been creating lately over the last month, I wouldn't have dreamed in my bedroom. It's just a great place to be. I don't know where I'd be if I didn't find Art Aggregate either.